And yes, love that. How you doing? This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I want to welcome you to the Vegan Body Revolution show, where we're going to show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body while saving the planet at the same time. Well, you're in for a treat, because the last few episodes we've had vegan superstar Mr. Sixpack himself, Frank Medrano, and he's been sharing with us his secrets to achieving the ultimate lean chiseled diesel physique. And this show is going to have the final installment of his interview. So if you haven't seen the previous episodes, please check them out. In this episode, Frank is going to summarize what it truly takes to get the most insane six-pack on a 100% vegan diet. And you're going to be able to do the same thing too if you follow his advice. So without further ado, Frank Medrano. Here you go. So what you've shown us is that not changing anything except for your food choices, you've been able to show that that not only have you been able to lose fat, but you've also put on more muscle, and you've also gotten stronger, and you've got more endurance than you had before just because you changed your food choices. You didn't change anything else. And what you're saying now is you're able to go more frequently through the week, but that's a result. What I'm seeing here and what I'm hearing from you is that's a result of all this new strength and endurance that you gained.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because you decided to go vegan.
Yep.
So where did you learn? You've created a pretty amazing nutrition and training program for yourself. But it's more than nutrition, because what you're telling me is that your training was the same before. You're just now able to do more of your own of the previous training program because of how quickly you recover, and that's obviously coming from a change in your diet. So how did you learn how to put this together into a diet that just has produced such amazing results for you?
The way I learned is I had two friends. I have two friends that kind of got me into this. I didn't know they were vegan, but they were good friends for a good while now. And then one day I found out they were vegan. And when I found out that they were vegan, I was kind of curious. And I asked them about it, and they said that they would help me. So these guys, one of them is Dan Atanasio, and the other one is Noel Polanco. And they're both from Vegan Calisthenics. I don't know if you guys seen the Vegan Calisthenics videos, but it's the other two guys in the videos. And as I became vegan, those were my main sources. I would go to them, and I would ask them what kind of foods they eat and what are good foods for recovery, what's a good post-workout food, or what food should I be eating. So they really helped me out a lot, as well as Robert Cheek's vegan bodybuilding book. I bought that book, and I used it in the beginning as far as to see, examples of meal plans and what kind of how I could put meals together, for muscle building and stuff like that. So those were my main sources of support for when I became vegan.
I'm checking out vegancalisthenics.com right there, and there you are, freaking front page, baby. Vegan calisthenics. Yeah. Wait, unless that's the right place, I think.
Yeah, that's Vegan Calisthenics.
Oh, there we go. All right, those are where those guys are. Okay, that's cool. But you know what? I got to say that I think you've become their protege, my friend. Because no knock on them at all, but you look even more ripped and in better shape than both of those guys.
Thank you. Well, I mean, they're my inspiration. They're the ones that got me into it. The vegan diet was something I didn't know existed. I thought it was just vegetarian. But when I learned what it was, I was kind of curious like everyone else about the same questions. But because their abilities were so amazing and they look really good, that kind of caught my attention. Well, wait a minute. These guys are doing all these crazy things, all these feats of strength, and they're not eating any meat or any animal byproducts. So I really caught my attention. I really wanted to see well, how do I do it? So I tried it out. They were, like I said, they were always there for my support. They were always there to help me out and guide me. And sure enough, it's inevitable. I did it, and I started seeing the results, and the way it was transforming my body, the way I was feeling, and the rest is just, you know, just it just speaks for itself, you know.
It sure does. It sure does. So, everybody, for those of you listening, you can go to vegan, and I'm going to spell this out to you. Of course, I'll have a link as well. It's vegancalisthen-x. Vegan, CALISTHEN-X.com. That's a handful to pronounce, but we'll make sure that everybody gets the link. We'll put that in the description. If you're looking at, if you're listening to this via Podomatic, it'll be in the description. And hopefully, if you're listening to this through iTunes as well, it'll also show up in the iTunes description. So thank you for that, Frank. That's awesome. I always love to give credit where credit is due. I've got teachers and mentors that if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today, both physically and financially and just about everything else in my life. So awesome. It's good to know, and it's good to help people know where they can go and learn from your mentors that got you to where you are. But I got to say, my friend, you've from what you look like, you look like you've surpassed them. And I think you've got so much to offer because of that. So give those guys props. Let's go into the next question I have is, what did you have any pitfalls? I mean, you got into this.
Yeah, actually, I did. I mean, right in the beginning, I mean, it was something like really new because I was a big meat eater. So I went cold turkey, right from being a meat eater all the way to vegan. I didn't transition to vegetarian. I just went straight into vegan. And to me, I mean, I had my times where I went back maybe like within a few weeks. I mean, not fully, but I faltered where like maybe I got a craving or of some sort. And, you know, I've been eating meat my whole life, you know, 30 years. So, you know, I had some meat maybe like a few weeks after that. And then after that, maybe I had it maybe like two times. But we're only human. I mean, I was eating meat all my life. So in the beginning, my mind started playing tricks on me, thinking that, man, I'm not eating the meat, so I must be missing something. And it's really all in your mind. So that's kind of the challenge I had to go through in the beginning, is thinking that, not to think that I need meat and just, you know, get, you know, all your nutrients, your vitamins from good plant-based foods, knowing which foods to eat, and your body will use them, and you won't have those cravings anymore. Now another fall that I did have was because I was new and I was learning. I did lose about 10 pounds because I wasn't getting sufficient calories. I wasn't getting sufficient amounts of protein-rich foods. You know, like the spinach, the broccoli, some of the beans. I wasn't getting some of those. I was a little bit confused right in the beginning, and I wasn't kind of getting it right as far as how to build my meals. So I did have my pitfalls there, but as I started learning and people were there to help me as far as like which foods to eat, I eventually got it right. My body started getting the right nutrients, and you know, it was really easy for me to just get those 10 pounds back by just making sure I ate the right amount of food, the right calories, and the right foods that were protein rich and had the right macronutrients I needed.
So when you say pitfalls, what you mean by that is slipping and going back to eating some non-vegan foods a couple times.
Yeah.
But
that happened a few times right at the beginning.
At the beginning, okay, and what about pitfalls in terms of, and then okay, so well, you answered the second part about it. So like, what I was really going for is like pitfalls in terms of, you know, about not seeing the results that you wanted, or you know, not getting as strong as you wanted, or things like that. Like for me, when I say pitfall, I watched my body freaking shrink 20 pounds over the course of 8 weeks, and it was devastating for me. I watched my strength drop by nearly 50%. Over the course of 4 months, and I didn't know what the heck I was going to do after that. Those are pitfalls for me. That was pretty devastating. But it sounds like you didn't really have that much. You lost 10 pounds, but you got it right back once you figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't have to go through such a horrible experience like I did. I watched my health deteriorate too. Did you see anything like that happen to you, or did you just see your health getting better?
No, well, like I said, it was just in the beginning where I literally maybe dropped 10 pounds overnight, really fast, because I was a little bit confused. I wasn't too sure what to eat. But as soon as I started getting my meals put together right and getting in the right calories, that eventually I gained my muscle mass right back. As far as the strength wise, I didn't really lose any strength, any significant for me to notice. But I guess that was it. You know, the only thing that really just was that affected me right in the beginning.
Frank, last question. Why did you go vegan?
I became vegan, like I said, when I first had these two friends that are good friends of mine, and you know, obviously, I met them through the bodyweight training, the extreme bodyweight training, and just one day, I don't know, out of curiosity, I just kind of, you know, went through and just researched them, and you know, found out that they were vegan, but I didn't know what vegan was. So to me, vegan was something new, and when I found out what it was about not eating any meat and no animal byproducts, that really caught my eye and made me think, well, these guys are really strong and they're able to do all this stuff and they're not eating none of this. So how is this possible? So for me, that curiosity of knowing how my body operates and functions without meat and or any animal products, that's what kind of got me into it. Is I wanted to know why and how it's going to react with me.
I mean, are you saying that just flew against what you always thought you knew about training and your body?
It just totally threw me off, and it just against everything that I ever read. And so, I mean, obviously these guys are in really good shape and they ever do all this stuff. So I knew they were onto something right. I knew there was something to it. I had to try it out and see what it was all about. As I went into it more and I became vegan, there were more reasons more for me to become vegan. I mean, I started seeing, the animal cruelty as far as why, you know, all the suffering and unnecessary suffering and all the slaughterhouses, how the animals are treated and the killing and everything. And that contributed as well as far as the environment. How it affects the environment. So all the little things started piling up, and eventually, I mean, it just all made sense to me, and it just sounded right and felt right that vegan is the right thing to do.
So what was it about these guys that just made you so curious about it? So you made two good friends. And you guys were doing body weight training, some extreme body weight training together. And by the way, those of you listening to this, it's very difficult for me to explain in words what these guys are doing, but it's some of the most insane gymnastic acrobatic type of stuff you've ever seen. I it's not even really acrobatic. This is like feats of strength done on a single parallel bar that you'll find at a playground. Check out, just go to YouTube and just type in keywords vegan calisthenics, and you'll find these guys and you'll see what I'm talking about, what they're able to do. Some of these are just mind-blowing type of moves, and this is what these guys do all day. So you meet with these guys and then you find out later they don't eat an ounce of any animal product, and you're like, what the heck? And so you got really curious, huh?
Exactly. I was just really intrigued because I was already really into fitness and nutrition and wanting to know how to get shredded still and how to get stronger and what to take. And then it just blew me away. For them to find out that they don't eat any meat or any milk or or eggs or anything. Like, it just totally blew me off, and I just had to try it. I wanted to see what it was all about.
I mean, at the
And
time, were you just as good as them, with the calisthenics stuff?
I would say I was just as good as them. I mean, I would say so.
So you're sitting
But
there
for
comparing
me,
yourself, going, wow, I'm eating meat and I've got my training and my nutrition dialed in, and these guys are just as good as me, and they're not eating 1 ounce of meat, dairy, or eggs. So you're going, what the hell? Did you even have a thought in your mind that, well, man, what if I did what they did? Could that take me to a whole nother level than I'm at right now? I mean, did you feel that you were pretty close to the top of your game eating at the time when you're eating meat?
I thought it was at the time. I thought it was like the best I could ever get, but
So do you think,
finding
did
out,
you,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, so did you maybe put two and two together and think maybe what they're doing nutrition-wise was the key to you taking it to the next level?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I felt too. As I felt, well, if they're able to do all this without me, I could only imagine what I could do with it. So, I really wanted to take my body and my health, to the, I guess, the most super wellness state possible. So, I decided to give it a try, and I did it, and then I noticed my strength increasing and everything. I was getting more ripped, I was losing more fat and getting stronger, recovering faster, and I'm stronger now than I've ever been. And I felt that, yeah, becoming vegan just took me just to a whole new level. And I could honestly say now that it's still not done. Like, I know I'm capable of just so much. It's just, to me, becoming vegan just opened the door for me to just unlimited amounts of levels of strength that I've never thought possible.
Wow, that's amazing. So this has been the greatest nutrition strategy you have ever put your body through.
Exactly.
Oh, that's amazing. So what are your goals here?
With working out or in general?
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Well, when I first started working out, I mean, I just wanted to get in shape and get strong, build muscles. But as I started to progress, and especially becoming vegan and gaining so much strength, and my body transforming at just, a totally, really good level, like, I just started seeing different things and different perspectives. Like, a lot of people start following me. Like, a lot of people look up to me, and I inspire a lot of people. So I just want to keep it going. I want to get stronger. I want to help people with anything that they need. If people message me, I try to get back to them as fast as I can. I know sometimes I don't, because I mean, I just get flooded with so many messages, and I'm not able to answer everybody. But I just want to keep helping people the way people help me to get to this level. I want to put myself out there in any way that I can, whether it's in a podcast like this, in the radio show, whether it's in an article in the magazine or in a book, on YouTube. I want to continue making YouTube videos, instructional videos, more to come in the near future as far as like exercise routines and stuff like that. Possibly a DVD soon, as far as like how I did it
Great.
exactly from point A to point B.
Great.
That's what I look for in the near future right now.
That's I love it, Frank. Everybody needs to know this stuff, and especially those out there who are struggling to achieve a better looking physique, especially those who are trying to lose weight. And those who are already in shape, but they want to just take their body to the next level of leanness and become more ripped and jacked. And you do it effortlessly. It just you look flawless all the time, which is amazing. I've got so many friends that I've worked with, a lot of famous guys, famous bodybuilders that compete at the highest level of competition, all the way up to the Olympia. And I got to tell you, Frank, they don't look like this year round. They don't look as ripped and lean as you year round. They prepare for their competition, and several months out, they go from having a big fat beer gut to getting down pretty lean, but they're still not quite as lean as you are and as ripped. And what you're offering here is a way to achieve a physique that just makes jaws drop, and to do it in a way that's compassionate, it's kind, and it's sustainable, and it's inspiring too. My friend, you and I have a lot of work to do. I'm going to help get your message out there to as many people as humanly possible. My goal is to help create over 1 million dream bodies over the next 2 years, which I think together we can definitely do that, especially with your wonderful information. I got to thank you so much for sharing, my friend. We've got a lot of work to do, and I got to tell you, it's the best work in the world to be able to do this and share this information with people and watch it change their lives. Buddy, do you want to make any shout outs to anybody or to promote any websites or Facebook pages or anything like that that can help you and your cause?
Well, I do want to shout out to all my vegan friends and in the vegan community that have always been there to support me and to inspire me, to inspire others. I actually want to shout out to my brothers, Vegan Calisthenics, Dan Athanasio, and Noel Vegan Fitness Star. I mean, they both do the same thing on just different parts of the country. And if anyone wants to, you know, keep following me, you can find me on Facebook, Frank Medrano, or on YouTube. To subscribe to my YouTube to look at videos and, like I said, more instructional videos to come.
How would they go to your channel, Frank? If they go to YouTube, how do they find you?
My YouTube, my username is Nash Medina. Nash Medina, one word. That's my username for my YouTube channel.
See, that's why I asked. That's why I asked, because I think they'd be just going to youtube.com/Frank Medrano. So it's Nash Medina, NashMedina.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Yes, cool. We'll make sure people know that link as well. We'll send them there so they can look at all your stuff. And you listening at home, you have to check it out. It's some of the most crazy stuff. Even if you're still not convinced of going vegan and you're still eating meat, it doesn't matter. Check the video out. Just the insane stuff that he does in this video with his body weight, with literally just his hands and a bar and a floor. It's unfrickin' real, and it's inspiring as anything. If it doesn't inspire you to go vegan, it'll at least inspire you to start working out harder and hit the gym harder and maybe incorporating some calisthenic work into your workout. Frank, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Just one thing, I guess. You know, a lot of people think, and maybe a lot of people think that I do this all the time, and I'm just an average person. I'm just an average person that works a full-time job, regular job, you know, 8-hour, sometimes overtime at a Costco. And, you know, I don't train clients at this time. At one time I did part-time personal training, but because I'm just a normal person that works a regular job, you know, 9-to-5, I'm just saying that, you know, anyone can attain anything that they want as long as they put in the work, you know. So if I could do it as a normal person working an 8-hour shift every day, you know, coming home and still have to deal with, you know, personal life and obligations and stuff, you know, anyone can do it.
You know what? You just you brought up something that's important that I forgot to ask you about in your workouts. How long does it take for you to do a workout on a daily basis?
My workouts usually take about an hour and a half.
And when you're doing your workouts, like the sets, are you rest? What's the rest like in between your sets?
Well, like I said, like a lot of times I'll switch it up the rest, but for the most part, in between sets, it's a little different between body weight exercises and bodybuilding exercises. If it's bodybuilding, free weight exercises, I'll rest maybe about 30 seconds per set. I'm sorry. Yeah, actually, per set.
So
And
you do a, so
it's
you'll bust
body.
out a set to failure, and then 30 seconds later, you'll do it again.
No, not a set to failure. It's, I'll stick within my rep range.
Okay.
But I'll rest about 30 seconds between. As far as body weight exercises, I'm just at a level that's really advanced, so I could rest a lot faster and I could keep going. So those, you know, I'll just keep going. Really, sometimes I'm up to failure at this point.
That's pretty cool. Do you recommend that that those of us that are kind of going from a novice level and working into it, they
yeah.
still take the same thing, about 30 seconds rest in between sets?
Yeah, I definitely recommend that rest range. As far as the body weight rest range, it might be a little bit difficult because maybe a lot of people aren't used to working with their body weight as much. But body weight training and bodybuilding training is different. There really isn't, you're not really in too much danger of overtraining when you're body weight training. So you could literally, I do recommend for you to go hard and failure on all your body weight exercises. Obviously, sometimes when you're barely starting out as a beginner, you might burn out really fast and will fail, and your body won't be able to take anymore. But that's fine. You know, you'll just recover, and your next workout, you'll just be able to put out more.
Very good, Frank. How's my audio coming in?
It's coming out good.
It's coming out good. Well, there you heard it. From the master, from Mr. Six-Pack, 4% body fat himself, who went from a meat-eating diet to a vegan diet and ended up gaining muscle, gaining strength, gaining endurance, and creating a recovery ability that has been unmatched by any other routine or program or strategy he has ever done in the past. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to look Frank up, check him out, look at what he's doing, and I hope you're inspired by this. This is just another reason to make the move and shift towards a more vegan diet so that you can have a six-pack and that you might be able to do things with your body that you never thought was possible. Either way, Frank, I thank you so much, brother. Thanks for coming online. I appreciate it. You know, what I would love to do, number one, you're invited to come on the show anytime you want. If you're ever promoting anything at all, just let me know. We'll have you back on the show. I know my audience is going to absolutely love you and they want more from you. When you come out with new stuff, please let us know too. We'll make sure that we let all of our listeners know that you've got a new product out as soon as that happens. And let's make a commitment to do some video in the future, because I know everybody who's listening is going to want to see more of you. So since we are not physically too far away from each other, let's plan on doing some video-based interviews in the future. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you.
And we'll get this word out. We're going to get this out to millions and millions and millions of people, my friend. We're going to take this the whole vegan revolution, the vegan body revolution, we're going to make it mainstream.
Yeah.
So that's going to conclude our call. Those of you who were able to join us today, thank you so much. Frank Medrano, everybody. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will catch you on the next podcast.